still seem quite close. Not as close as they were, but, you know, friends.
But the wedding's still off.
Yes, that's one thing we do know. Though I'm not sure if it's cancelled or just postponed. It all seems a bit of a muddle.
I feel rather sorry for Sophie's parents, having to call the whole thing off after they've made all those arrangements.
Yes, I know. They'd booked the cathedral and everything.
No, is this the wedding that never was?
Hello, we thought you were out checking the lambs.
Yes, I was. I've just come in for some quick refreshment.
There's still some coffee left, if you'd like it.
Oh, thanks. Oh, I don't know why my children find it so hard to form stable relationships. I suppose we must have done something wrong when they were little.
Is David coming in?
No, he's still up at Marna's with Jethro.
I thought it was a bit mean of you to tease him like that.
Me? Well, I only asked him about Sophie's birthday.
Oh, Phil.
Well, it was a perfectly innocent question.
It was hardly very tactful in the circumstances.
None of us quite know what the circumstances are. That's the trouble. And we're all very fond of Sophie. I don't see why we're not even allowed to mention her name. And as for Elizabeth, well...
Do you really think it's all over between her and Robin Fairbrother?
I hope so. You heard about the row they had in Nelson's?
Well, only what Jill's told me. I gather she threw her drink at him.
Oh, I suppose that might have been a compliment.
They said goodbye forever. Those were her words.
Oh, it sounds as if it might be for the best.
Yes, I'm sure it is.
He was obviously the wrong fellow for her, married or single.
Poor Elizabeth. It must be very hard.
I wouldn't exactly cast her as the innocent victim.
No, but she doesn't seem to have much luck with her boyfriends.
Well, I'm sure there must be lots of nice young men around. She always seems to go straight for the blighters.
I think that's a bit unfair. What about Nigel?
Nigel? Well, at least said the better.
I still can't get used to the fact that he's so rich.
Yes. Sometimes when I see him roaring down the lanes in that shiny new car, I have to pinch myself to see if I'm dreaming.
It doesn't seem to have changed him, though, does it? He's still the same old Nigel.
Yes, I know. Driving halfway up Lakey Hill in an ice cream van.
An ice cream van?
Yes, it was last Saturday. We were out enjoying the sunshine when suddenly we...
Dad!
David!
What's the matter?
Dad, it's Jethro.
What?
Jethro's hurt. There's been an accident.
Jethro?
Quickly, phone the doctor. Get an ambulance.
No, just a minute. Now, calm down. What's happened?
The branch came down on top of him. I think he's badly hurt.
No.
Where is he?
He's out in the field. He can't move. He's unconscious.
Right. Now, Jill, ring 999. Tell them to get an ambulance.
Yes.
And then phone the surgery and try and get hold of Matthew.
I didn't know what to do. I had to just leave him there.
Now, stop and think. Now, you're quite sure he's unconscious?
Yes. I don't know. I think so.
Ambulance, Dad, please.
I think he might...
Look, yes, now, come on. We better get straight back up there.
Is there anything I can do?
Yes, you stay with Jill. Now, when they get here, tell them where we are. Straight down the lane to Marnie's.
Right.
And tell them to hurry.
Okay.
One of our workers is... Double six, David. That means you can get out of jail.
Yes, Mum, I know.
Well, come on, throw again.
What time is it?
Nearly 10 o'clock.
Nine. It's a nine. Oh, Vine Street.
I think I might just nip down to the Bull.
Oh, no, you don't, young man. Not until you've paid rent on 2 hotels and 3 houses.
Honestly, if Linda Snell could see you now...
Let's see.
Now, these barn conversions are coming up for planning permission. Your father's getting very keen on property speculation.
You owe me 2,600...
Don't be so mean. You can see he's only got about £15.
Here you go, Dad. You clean me out. I'm going to phone Sophie and then I'll get down the Bull.
Well, come on, Jill, your turn. And if you're not careful, you'll land on Vine Street too.
Really, Phil?
Well, what's the matter?
You could have let him win.
What good would that do?
I don't know.
Hello?
He's just been so miserable lately.
Well, letting him win at Monopoly isn't going to bring Jethro back.
If only we could get the inquest over and done with. Yeah. First we wait weeks and weeks for this planning application, and when that finally comes up, we're waiting for an inquest.
Well, who's he talking to out there?
He said he was phoning Sophie. You'd have heard him if you hadn't been so busy counting up your £50 notes.
Sophie?
I wish I was the sort of mother who listened on the extension.
Do you think they're discussing the barn conversion?
I hope so. If we get planning permission, the builders will need to know if we want this cottage for David or not.
We might not get planning permission.
If we don't, we'll just have to raise the money for the taxman some other way.
Well, what do you suggest, a jumble sale?
We could always challenge the Snells to a game of Monopoly, using real money instead of this paper stuff. Four.
Oh. Marylebone Station.
I already own that. Your go. You thought what we'll do about replacing Jethro?
Yeah. Quite a lot, actually.
Suppose we'll have to advertise.
Well, I'm wondering whether we can get away with taking on a student.
A student?
Well, it might just work. One of these chaps who wants a year's experience before he goes to agricultural college.
We should talk to Pat and Tony. They've had that YTS lad for quite a while now.
Oh, a YTS lad isn't the same as an agricultural student.
Same idea. Having someone young who doesn't know the ropes.
You only have to pay them 3/4 of the going rate. A lot of farms seem to be doing it now.
Need to put extra pressure on you and David. Sometimes it's quicker to do things yourself than to keep explaining them.
True, but we'd have someone who really wanted to learn.
Ah, I'm surprised at you. We've always had a proper worker at Brookfield.
Are you two talking about replacing Jethro?
Hmm.
Your father thinks we might get by with a student for a year.
Yeah, I've been wondering that.
There doesn't seem to be much of a future for farm workers if everyone's just using students.
Well, if it doesn't work out, we could take on a skilled bloke next year.
I should think very carefully.
Have you had a look under the Sits Wanted ads in the farming mags yet, Dad?
Well, actually, there are a few students advertising in the local NFU journal.
Oh?
3 lads and a girl.
A girl?
She's going to do an HND. She sounds all right on paper.
You're thinking of taking on a girl student here at Brookfield?
Well, I thought it was worth interviewing her, among others.
A girl?
Calm down, dear.
Working at Brookfield? You must be mad.
Morning.
What sort of a time do you call this?
Ridiculously early.
Wrong. You're late.
What?
Been waiting for you for half an hour.
But it's not quite 6:30.
We said 6 o'clock.
I'm sorry, but I'm sure your father told me you don't start the milking until 1:30.
We don't, but we've got to get the cows in first.
Oh, I see.
They don't have alarm clocks out there, believe it or not. They do need us to tell them when to come in.
Yes, I'm sorry. I didn't think.
Well, that's one of the first things you've got to learn in farming. A bit of thought can save you a lot of trouble.
You must be David Archer.
That's right. Dad asked me to show you the ropes this morning.
I'm sorry you weren't here when I came for my interview. This isn't a very pleasant way to meet.
Seems as good as any to me.
Right. Well, I'll get the cows in if you show me where to go.
All right, it's through that gate and across the field. They're in the field beyond that.
I'll see you in a few minutes.
Hang on.
Yes?
Well, you don't even know where the parlour is, do you?
As a matter of fact, your father showed me when I came for my interview.
Oh. Have you ever fetched up cows before?
No, but I've seen other people doing it.
Rachel.
My name's Ruth.
Ruth. Look, I'd better come with you.
That's all right, thanks.
As it's your first morning.
There's no need for you to do my chores for me. I won't learn that way.
We've started harvest, you know. We haven't got time for people who just blunder through making mistakes.
The best way to learn.
And the cowman's away, which doesn't help.
I'm afraid I can't help being a beginner.
Yeah, well, you're going to have to pull your weight around here, beginner or not.
David.
Hmm?
Excuse me saying this, but do I sense that you didn't really want to work with a student?
Not really.
Perhaps you should have sorted that out with your father before I started here.
Yeah, perhaps I should have done.
I'm not saying sorry to you for being here. I've apologised twice this morning already, and it's not 6:30.
I haven't given you much of a welcome, really, have I?
That's all right. The dogs seem pleased to see me.
Yeah. Nell. Her name's Nell.
Nell, you're friendly enough, aren't you, old girl?
She belonged to my grandfather. He died last year, and the old dog came to live here.
Is Nell any use at getting the cows in?
She does her best.
She can show me the ropes, then. Here, girl.
You sure you don't want me to help?
No. We can manage, can't we, Nell? Come in.
Hello.
David! I thought you were Mrs. Antrobus.
Can I still come in?
Of course you can.
Hey, it's really nice in here.
Excuse the mess. I'm trying to sort out my stuff.
No, it's a lot roomier than I thought.
Oh, you should see the kitchen and bathroom. They're not very roomy.
Well, that doesn't matter as long as you've got a decent living room.
Have a seat.
Oh. What, here?
Oh, sorry. Let's shift those books out your way.
Thanks.
I don't know how on earth I'm going to get it all to Harper Adams.
Blimey. What's that?
Oh, that's Gonk. He's extraterrestrial.
He's horrible.
No, he's not. He's me friend.
Sorry.
I talk to him when I get lonely.
Funny, I've never been up here before. I mean, I've
been into Mrs. Antropus's part of the house, but never round to your flat.
No reason why you should.
Well,
you probably don't go round to Mr. Fry's or Graham's very often. It's no different.
Yes, it is.
Look, would you like a cup of coffee or something?
No, thanks.
I've got some lager if you'd rather.
No, it's okay.
By the way, I ought to warn you. Mrs. Antropus usually starts practising her organ about this time.
Doesn't it get on your nerves?
Oh, it used to, but I hardly notice it now. And it's quite nice knowing there's someone about.
Drive me balmy.
She's very good. She usually stops playing when the news comes on.
Oh, well, that's something.
I'm going to buy her some sheet music when I leave. South Pacific or something.
Ruth.
Yeah?
I've been pretty rotten to you lately, haven't I?
Yeah.
Sorry.
Well, it's all right. I've got a fair idea why.
It's nothing to do with you, you realise that?
It's Kenton, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, I feel such a rat. My own brother.
He really rubs you up the wrong way.
Yeah, it's more than that.
I know.
Been working hard at Brookfield for 10 years, and he walks in, he just seems to melt into the farms, as if he's always been there.
Isn't there room for both of you?
Not in a farm this size.
David, he hasn't just melted in. Mr. Archer's the boss. You're his son. Kenton's more like someone who's having a working holiday.
Yeah, doesn't matter. It's made me realise how insecure the whole setup is at Brookfield. I'm not even a partner.
Oh, I wish I wasn't leaving.
So do I.
Honestly.
Come here.
I thought you'd never do that.
Did you want me to?
Of course I did. Oh, why do I have to go?
It's not for 2 weeks yet.
No.
Let's make it a good 2 weeks, eh?
The best.
Morning, partner.
Oh, hello, love. Just grab that bucket for me, will you?
Yep, partner. Or should I call you sir?
It's not that different being a partner.
Oh, no.
Feels just the same.
Well, it isn't. You're even more important than you were before.
Yeah, why are you so jolly? You're not pleased this is your last week, eh?
David, of course I'm not. And don't look at me like that in the yard in case someone sees.
Mum's in the house. Dad's mooning over Frieda. Elizabeth and Kenton are still in bed. And you look terrific today.
David.
Stuff.
Your bucket's overflowing.
Oh.
Here, let us give you a hand.
Oh. Right, sir. I'll pour, you stir.
Oh, I thought Kenton was keeping an eye on the calves.
Oh, he keeps an eye on them. Feeding them, though, is another matter.
That's not fair if he said he'd do it.
Oh, I don't mind. Hey, can you pass me the other buckets, please?
Oh, you minded last week.
Yeah, well, last week I wasn't a partner.
True.
I mean, we in management know how unreliable hired help can be.
Like students?
Oh, no, students are wonderful. Not just reliable, but intelligent. Beautiful.
David, I'm not.
Yes, you are. Mixing feed, wearing your dungarees with a light in your hair.
Is there enough milk in me bucket?
You're so practical. No romance in the modern girl.
Not while I'm working, no. Now, why don't you tell me exactly what this partnership involves?
Well, you know that our company, Ambridge Farmers, it lets Brookfield to one Philip Archer?
Yeah. Complicated.
No, it's not. Now they let Brookfield to Philip Archer and Son. I mean, the checkbook's changed for a start.
You'll be the man writing out the checks now.
Well, some of them, yes. I'm taking a bit more responsibility around the place in general.
And
I have a share in the profits, if I want to take it. Which, of course, I don't, because we Archers always plough our profits back in.
Of course.
And another thing, my wages have gone up.
Well, I never...
to get married?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Oh, good Lord.
We only decided yesterday.
We wanted to tell you straight away.
You mean you two are engaged?
Yes, I suppose we are.
Congratulations, darling.
Thanks, Mum.
And can I kiss the bride-to-be?
Well, yes.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You're much better than he deserves.
Rubbish.
Now, for once, Ruth, I agree with Dad.
Oh, don't be silly.
Well.
Well.
Well, let's all have something to eat.
It's a typical Archer response to just about everything.
My mum's a sick.
I'm going to make some coffee, and David, if you look in the tin on the top of the cupboard, you'll find a Victoria sponge you made for Sunday tea.
Ah, so that's where you've taken to hiding them.
Don't worry, dear, I'll soon think of a new place.
You'll have to learn how to bake cakes now, Ruth. It's compulsory for a farmer's wife. Hey, Dad.
Well, what makes you think she can't do it already?
What makes you think it's going to be my job anyway?
Right, right. If you can learn to service a combine, then David can learn to bake a cake. Put it on a plate, dear.
What, me?
Yes, you.
See what I have to put up with, Ruth?
Oh, it's nothing compared with what you've let yourself in for, pet.
Well, I must say, I'd no idea. And you, Jill?
You two have certainly kept this quiet.
Well, I only asked her last night.
That's not what I mean.
I hope you did it properly, Ruth, on one knee.
Not quite, but nearly.
Good.
Good.
Hey, is Kenton around? I'd like to tell him.
He caught the train to London this morning, visiting a friend for the weekend.
Ah, right.
Ah, I'm delighted, Ruth, absolutely delighted.
Thank you, Mr. Archer.
Oh, yes. If we seem a bit... Well, of course we have to get used to the idea.
Oh, yes, at our age it takes time to get used to things.
We'll be like that one day, Ruth.
I just hope you know what you're doing, taking on a renegade like David.
Oh, thanks a lot, Dad.
I think I know David pretty well. We have been working together for a year.
That's true.
Yes, true enough.
It's funny, when he asked me, I didn't even have to think about it. It just felt right. So I said yes.
He's not going to turn up. I just know he's going to make me look an idiot.
Try and think of something else, David.
Like what, Mum? Boiling him in oil.
That's the third time your father's played that hymn. I don't think I shall ever want to hear it again. Mark says if you're desperate, he'll stand in for Kenton. Oh, isn't that nice of Mark, David?
Why didn't he go down with his ship somewhere? Then I could have had a lovely memory of a brother instead of the daily nightmare of his reality.
Come on, David. I'm sure there's a perfectly good explanation. That's just what I think, too.
There is an explanation. He's an unremitting pillock.
Not in church, dear.
Your father's taking it rather badly.
I feel like a bad joke standing outside the church with a bouquet of women. Dad, will you please stop pacing up and down? You're making me dizzy.
It's a good job my mother's not alive to see this day.
Don't start making everybody feel guilty, Dad.
What is there to be guilty about? On her wedding day, my only daughter is left sitting on a gravestone, and the best man is believed to have run away with the rings. Tell me, Mrs. Antrobus, do they run the farm like this? Cows waiting with their legs crossed for someone to turn up and milk them?
Cows can't cross their legs, Dad. Don't exaggerate.
I can understand your concern, Mr. Pritchard. However, the Archers are excellent farmers.
I'm very glad to hear it.
I know you're only worried for my sake, Dad, but this could happen to anybody.
Ah, but you're not just anybody, Ruth. You're our only daughter, and I wanted this day to be perfect for you.
Just a moment. It is. It's Kenton's car.
Oh, thank heavens for that. I was just about to make a run for it.
5 more minutes.
Yes. And we'll...
Oh.
Whatever else you might say about Kenton, you could never say he was boring.
No, dear.
Off you go, David.
Right.
And good luck.
Thanks.
The Reverend Carroll looks relieved. Mrs. Perkins took me to one side and asked if I was sure it would be legal. Being married by a woman. I like that embroidery on her scarf. Geraldine standing at the altar.
We have come together in the presence of God to witness the marriage of David and Ruth, to ask his blessing on them, and to share in their joy.
Oh, this is the life. Sitting by my own fireside.
Except we can't turn the central heating on.
In my own armchair.
A horrible armchair that your mum palmed off on us.
With my own wife. A vision of loveliness after her bath.
Where she nearly scalded herself because the taps are the wrong way round.
Wrapped only in a towel.
Suppose I ought to get dressed.
No, don't bother. We haven't tried out the bed yet.
Well, you're not coming anywhere near me until you've had a bath.
All right. Well, don't move. I shan't be long.
Well, you might be longer than you think.
Eh?
Take your bucket.
Bucket? What do I need a bucket for?
To empty it. It's on a slope. The water won't run out properly.
You're joking.
No. Well, I'm glad you think it's funny.
I don't care. I'm here with you. In our own house. Alone at last.
At last.
Come on, give us a cuddle.
David!
Come on! There's room for two in this armchair.
I know. You sure your mum isn't hiding in the kitchen?
Oh, Ruth, love, she only means to be kind, you know.
I know. But that doesn't make it any better. I want to be here with you in our own home, alone. I don't want to find I've moved into an extension of Brookfield.
All right, I'll speak to her about it.
Make sure you do. I love Jill, you know I do.
You didn't give that impression when we were living at Brookfield.
You know what the problem was then. Just felt like an outsider.
You have to see it from her point of view as well. She's lost Shula, Kenton, now Elizabeth. I'm the only one she's got left at home.
But that's the whole point. You're not at home anymore. She's got to understand you're living with me now.
Yeah, and very nice too. Hey, we haven't been properly alone for such a long time. No worries that Mrs. Antrobus walking in.
Our Afghans demanding attention. I've missed it too, you know.
Hey. Hello? It's only me.
Oh.
No.
Maybe if we keep quiet, she'll go away.
It must be Jordan.
I was sure you'd be too tired to cook, so I bought you a casserole. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Oh, good. Here you are. I want a word with you.
Oh, can't it wait? I need to get this forage harvester greased up if we're going to make a start on the silage next week.
You can work while I talk, can't you? This is important.
Oh, all right. But if it's about me giving you a hand with the milking...
It's nothing to do with the milk.
It's always a lot of work when the spring flush comes through.
David, it's not about the cows.
Dad still needs me at Hollow Tree till Mike starts.
Will you listen to me? It's nothing to do with the farm. It's Elizabeth and your mother.
Oh, is that all? No, no, that's an ongoing saga. You don't need to interrupt my work.
Elizabeth had an abortion.
What?
Elizabeth had an abortion and your mum's very upset about it.
Why? It's the first sensible thing she's done for months. She should have done it in the first place.
That's exactly the kind of thing I don't want you saying to your mother.
Why not? Hmm? I thought you were pro-abortion.
I am. But Jill isn't. And besides, it isn't as simple as that.
Well, it's the practical solution. It's much better for everyone. Elizabeth could never have looked after a child. And it wasn't fair on Mum to expect her to.
I know all that, David. I agree with you. But your mother doesn't. And neither does Elizabeth at the moment, from the sound of it.
Well, why not? It's all over now. I mean, you'd think she'd be relieved.
You would think that. Typical male reaction.
Oh, no. You can't have it both ways. A woman's right to choose. I back that absolutely. You can't fault me on this one.
It's not a choice a woman ever wants to make. It can only ever be the lesser of two evils.
Well, you've changed your tune.
I haven't. You've never listened to me properly. I think Elizabeth's done the right thing. I think this would be a very bad situation to bring a child into.
Wasn't a child yet.
I know. I agree with you. It was still part of her body. It couldn't exist outside her, and it was absolutely her right to decide what to do about it. Doesn't mean she's happy about it.
Why not? I would be.
Oh, don't be so horrible. It must have been very hard for Elizabeth. Probably the toughest decision she's ever made.
Probably the most sensible.
Give her a bit of support, then. Sensitively.
All right. All right.
And for heaven's sake, watch what you say to your mum. She's in a terrible state.
That's very uncharacteristic behaviour for David.
Is it?
Oh, rushing out to help clear the dishes like that.
Perhaps I've gotten trained at last for...
Perhaps you have. Or perhaps... Oh, no, never mind.
Just leave them stacked on a draining board, dear.
OK, Mum, if you say so.
What for?
I did wonder if... No, it's nothing important.
Coffee's on. Shouldn't be long.
Oh, that was quite a blowout, Mum.
Sort of celebration, really.
Oh, yeah?
I think I've defeated the hordes of marauding aphids in my rose garden.
Not to mention Linda Snell and her advice.
Oh, I expect she means well.
Good heavens.
What, Jim?
That's the first good word I've ever heard you say about Linda Snell.
Well, I'm feeling in a good mood towards the world. Aren't I, Ruth?
I think we ought to tell them, don't you, David?
I knew it!
Well, in that case, Phil, perhaps you could tell me.
You're going to be grandparents.
We're having a baby.
Oh, David!
I knew it from the minute you arrived. Oh, that is marvellous news.
How could you tell, Phil?
Just something about the way David was behaving towards you. Reminded me of myself when... Oh, congratulations. I am pleased.
Thanks, Dad.
Are you all right, Jill?
No. I'm fine. I'm absolutely... I'm delighted, I really am.
Jill, love, don't cry.
I can't help it, I'm so happy.
You'll start me off in a minute.
So you're pleased then, Mum?
Of course I'm pleased.
We were a bit worried about all the problems you've been having.
Elizabeth and Shula.
Well, we will have to handle telling them with kid gloves.
No.
What?
I am not having any more secrets or bad feelings in this family. We have to tell Shula and Elizabeth right away.
Of course, if that's what you think's best.
Oh, I do. I do.
All right, then. But...
It's just that we're going up to Prudder this weekend to tell me Mum and Dad, so we won't see them till Monday.
Oh, I expect we could manage till then.
I expect so. Oh, I am... happy for you both. I really am.
This is it. Come on, darling. Come on. Push. Push.
Look, here's the head. Oh, come on now. Push.
Oh, there it is. Oh, baby.
Oh, well done.
It's a little girl. It's our daughter. Oh, look!
Oh, David!
Oh, that's it, you've done it!
Oh, God!
Oh. We've got a little girl! We've got a daughter! Oh, look, isn't she cute? She's perfect! So incredible. Aren't we clever? Oh, Ruth.
Sorry we're a bit late, Ruth. I had a bath after milking. Didn't want to be in scruff order to meet my granddaughter. Oh, she's got a good firm grip, hasn't she? Look at the way she's holding onto my finger.
I hope your hands are clean, Dad.
Has a new pin, if that's the right expression.
Listen to him.
Just don't want her to get any germs, that's all.
Who's that dear little coat from?
It's from Shula. I think it'll be too big, though.
Has Elizabeth been yet?
No, she's not. I'd love to see her, but I know she's busy.
These German businessmen seem to be taking up an unusual amount of her time.
Maybe I'd better give Nigel a ring, see if I can get her an hour off.
No, don't do that.
Why not?
Elizabeth wouldn't like it. She'd think you were interfering. She'll come when she can.
Oh, she'd better.
Now, shall I tell Phil what the baby's called?
Well, I think somebody should.
Philippa Rose Archer.
Oh. Oh, that's very nice. Lovely.
But what? I thought you'd be pleased.
No, really, it's charming, but Philippa isn't a family name, is it? We haven't got any Philippas in our family, have we?
Dad? No, we haven't, but we've got a Philip. She's named after you.
You are silly.
I just didn't realise that. Oh, well, I don't know what to say. I'm really touched. It's very... Damn it. Thank you, both of you. Congratulations, Ruth. I'm delighted.
Good. So are we.
I just hope she likes farming.
Well, there's enough of it in her blood.
We thought we'd call her Pip for short. Our own dear little Pipsqueak.
It's a wonderful spread, Jill.
Do you think so?
I know so. You only have to look at the way me dad's tutting in.
Yeah, he told me he hadn't had such a good time since our wedding.
Did I tell you? Phil and I had been invited to a wedding.
Oh, by whom?
Judy Wilson. Don't suppose she means anything to you. But she's Aunt Laura's great niece. And she's getting married in Sydney in August.
Well, the boss is never thinking of going.
Well, actually, he's rather keen on the idea. And we do have a lot of friends there. And in New Zealand.
Not Michelle the sheep shearer, by any chance.
Michelle the sheep shearer? Honestly, it was years ago, anyway. Before I had a beautiful wife and daughter.
Oh, Pip's smiling at me again, just like she did at the church.
Well, I thought she was a credit to you at the christening, Ruth.
What about being a credit to me, Bert?
She was a credit to herself, weren't you, Pip?
I'll tell you what, I'll just go and have my pudding, then I'll come back and take her from you, sure.
I'm amazed she hasn't started protesting the way she's been handed from person to person.
She is being ever so good.
Doesn't she look lovely?
Yeah. You know, Usha and Mrs. Antrobus really came up trumps on her christening outfit. Yeah.
When Robin held her up at the font, I was biting back the tears.
You softy.
It wasn't soft at all. It was a lovely moment. I was so overcome, I could hardly get the responses out.
And then when we got back here and saw all the presents...
Yes! If I wasn't a doting grandma, I'd say she'd been spoiled.
She has been spoiled, particularly by her godmother.
Oh, no, it was just a little present.
Little?
Well, the truth is, Mark and I just couldn't resist it. All those lovely carved animals going into the ark.
Well, I'm going to make sure she looks after it so that when her cousins come along, they'll be able to play with it too.
Thanks, Ruth.
This one here had triplets last night. I've left the lambs with her for the time being.
But one of them will probably need bottle feeding. But we'll see how they go. You weren't out in the night, were you?
Oh, just popped over. Pip woke us with her teeth again, so thought I might as well. Oh,
well, you get a break now, then. I'll take over. Anything else I need to know?
Well, the one we thought hadn't cleansed properly seems to be okay now, and there's a ewe just starting over the hurdle.
Well, I'll check them. Look, you get in.
All right. Dad, have you thought any more about what we're going to do on Wednesday?
Oh, I haven't, to tell you the truth, with all of us at the funeral.
Oh, I expect Bert would be all right to keep an eye on this lot for a couple of hours.
Yes, only I think he'd like to go too. Perhaps Brian would lend us Sammy. They're finished up there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Do you want me to give him a ring?
No, I'll do it later. You look washed out.
Here you are. I was looking for you in the big shed.
I'm just cutting up on the problems. Look, you get in, David.
Are you sure?
Yes, you look exhausted. I gather you had another broken night.
Yeah. Has Ruth been over? She said she might.
Yes. And Shula's taken Pip off her so she can get some rest, so you should too.
Shula's got Pip?
Only till I get back. She offered.
I don't know how she's keeping going.
No, it's when you stop the problems start.
Yes. Go on, David. I'm doing lunch, so I'll see you later.
Oh, right you are then. Thanks.
Is Shula going to be all right with Pip?
Best thing for her at the moment. Besides Phil,
Something incredible's happened.
Oh, no. What now?
No. This is wonderful news. Shula's pregnant.
What?
She had an embryo transfer just before the accident. And it's worked.
But I mean, with everything that's happened, is she sure?
Yes. Richard did the test on Friday.
Oh, Jill, that's wonderful.
Yes. Oh, love.
What about this one?
No, that's just the Law Society. You won't need that.
All right. I better take this, though, hadn't I?
I really am grateful, David.
Oh, it's all right. What I'll do is I'll take it all home and I'll look over it to make sure I understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, it's quite complicated.
Yeah, I know. Well, it's the same principle as the farm, really. Then I'll make an appointment to see Usha. I'll see what ideas she has and I'll come back to you.
Thanks. These things are never so awful once you get started, are they?
No. No, but I know it can't be easy for you. You keep that.
Oh, yeah. Do apologise to Ruth for me again, won't you?
Oh, don't be silly.
I'm so sorry, falling apart like that.
Oh, Shula. You've been marvellous. The way you've coped. I don't know how you've done it, really. The baby and everything.
I've prayed a lot. I think that helps.
Well, you don't need to hide your grief from anybody in the family, you know.
Even so.
It needs to come out. We want to share it with you, really.
Yes, maybe. But you've got your own lives to worry about.
Oh, I gave up worrying about my life years ago. It's beyond help, I think.
Dad was telling me you're trying to persuade him to expand again.
Oh, well, I was disappointed when we didn't get Woodside Farm. I don't seem to have a copy of the agreement on the office premises.
Oh, no, he kept that separately in this drawer. Here you are.
Oh, great.
What's Dad's reaction to your empire-building plans?
Oh, you know, cautious. But I'm convinced we should expand. Actually, I'm meeting Dad for lunch in the bull when I've finished here. Do you want to come along as well?
Oh, no, I don't think so, thanks.
Won't be crowded at this time.
I'm going to be in the bull tonight.
Oh, yeah, the cricket trophy. Are you sure?
Yes, I said I'd go.
Yeah, I know, but that was before...
Before I fell to pieces on the carpet.
Do you really want to put yourself through all that?
Don't worry, David. I'll be fine. To be honest, it's important to me that I'm there.
What's going on?
Oh, Susan. There you are.
Hello?
That tree came down in the storm last night.
What's David doing here?
We couldn't get hold of Jeff Williams.
Oh, yeah. He had to see someone this morning about his new job.
Well, that would explain it. Susan, where's your car?
Sorry?
Did you drive here?
Oh, I came in Neil's van. It's just up the lane.
You couldn't possibly give me a lift home, could you?
Oh, yeah, of course.
There you are, Caroline. Problem solved.
It's a bit of an old bone shaker.
I shan't mind.
And it smells a bit of peeps.
I'll see you this evening, then.
All right.
Bye, Susan.
Bye.
Don't work too hard.
Do you want to go now?
I'll just wait until David's finished. But if you want to get on to the office, I'll come up when I'm ready.
Can you manage?
Oh, I can walk that far. Don't worry.
Is Simon around today?
No, he has gone back to Leamington.
Oh, good. I mean, he got all the information he needed, did he, yesterday?
I think so, yes.
He spent ages in the office with that man from Shackleford's.
Did he?
Yeah. He's definitely going to have him farm the estate, is he?
No, not necessarily. I think there's more than one firm involved. Ah, David.
All done. Told you it wouldn't take long.
I really am most grateful.
I'll see you up at the office then, Mr. Pemberton.
All right, Susan. I shan't be long. Now, you must put in an invoice for this, David.
Oh, don't be tough.
No, I mean it. Your time's valuable.
I was being a good neighbour.
I'd feel much happier if you'd let me pay for the work.
Well, I'll tell you what you could do for me.
What?
Well, the thing is, you see... Simon told me last week that he was going to get an outside firm in to farm the estate.
That's right, yes. Susan was just saying the man from Shackleford's was here for a long time yesterday.
He hasn't given them the contract, has he?
Oh, no. Nothing's been decided yet.
Oh, that's a relief.
Why?
Well, I'd like to put in a bid.
You?
Well, us, Brookfield, Archer and son, and wife.
You're serious? I know you've been asking about renting.
I know we're not a big outfit like Shackleford's, but I'm sure we could be very competitive.
Do you really think so?
Yes, I do. But the thing is, to put together a decent proposal, I'll need more information. You know, current acreages, how much permanent grassland there is.
Yes, yes, you will.
So, can I do that?
Of course. Just tell me what time would suit you, and we'll sit down together in the estate office.
Fantastic. How about tomorrow?
Come here, you little devil! Right!
Okay, Dad, that's the last one. You can let him go now.
Right. Go on. Go on there. Go on. There you go. Go on.
Okay, that's the lot.
Ah, oh, fine. We can start dismantling these pens then.
Yeah. Oh, how's Bert getting on, by the way?
Oh, fine. David, is something the matter?
Look whose car just stopped in the lane.
Oh, is that Guy?
Yes, it is.
Oh, he's driving again then.
Never mind that. Daddy's come to tell us.
Dad, calm down, Davy.
He's smiling.
Oh, that doesn't mean anything. My old headmaster used to smile when he gave children the cane.
Thanks for that, Dad.
I'm sorry.
Hello. Lovely day.
Afternoon, Guy.
Hello.
Jill said you were up here. I hope I'm not interrupting.
No. Just finishing.
I've just come over because we've reached a decision. And I felt I ought to tell you personally. I'm sorry it's taken so long.
That's all right. What's the decision?
David, give the man a chance.
It's all right, Phil. I think David's been waiting long enough. So, the decision. Let me firstly say that the competition was very stiff. On paper, you see, the Shackleford's tender was still marginally more attractive.
I see. So you've decided to go with them, have you?
No. We've decided to go with the firm of P. Archer and Son.
What? Really?
Yes, really. From a mutually agreed date, you'll be in charge of farming my arable land for me.
Oh, that's brilliant. Oh, thank you, Guy.
Yes, thanks, Guy. That's marvellous.
We'll have to arrange a meeting next week so we can finalise the details.
I just can't believe we've done it.
But if Shackleford's gave you better figures, what swung the deal in our favour?
Combination of things, really. David spraying that wheat field, for instance, certainly helped argue your case.
Good.
I think Simon was more impressed than he liked to admit.
Well, it's great news. Look, sorry, would you excuse me? I really want to go and tell Ruth.
Of course you go ahead.
Go on. I can manage up here.
I'll come back as soon as I can, Dad. I'll see you, Guy. And thanks.
Bye. He really is very pleased, you know.
I could tell.
Well, we both are, obviously, but... But this is David's
vision,
if you like.
Yes. I suppose in many ways it must be more of a daunting prospect for you.
Well, I'll admit I had my reservations. We've never taken on something the size of this before, but... Well, the young like a challenge, don't they?
Oh, they do.
And in the end, youth must have its fling.
Yes. Yes, I suppose it must. Anyway, the future's looking very exciting. You, me, and our sons in partnership.
Yes. And Simon's happy about it, is he?
Oh, yes. Absolutely.
Oh, good. I'm sure we'll all work very well together.